Boys and girls, welcome to wherever you may be in the world. The Arsenal lose for the 11th time this season. I'm glad you're joining me. I'm flying solo today. Let's go. Welcome to the Highbury squad, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Arsenal versus Manchester City post-game show. I say I'm flying solo today, but I'm really not, because you know why? I have my chat room. I have my chat room with me, and I'm so happy that you guys are joining me. We're going to do this show together. Some of the best co-hosts in town. Welcome. It's another reminder of how, you know, we've fallen as a club. You could argue that we didn't get pounded and we didn't get humiliated, but at the same time, do you really have to be 4-0 down to realize that you don't have a good enough team to compete at the highest level in the Premier League? Maybe even a manager who you can question his tactics. Maybe not tactics today, but potentially his team selection. So we're going to start from the very top. I'm going to give you my overview, and then I am going to go to you guys, and we're going to do our player ratings together. Hi, all. Hey, everyone. Good evening. Morning from New Zealand. Wow. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I've been up since 1 a.m. this morning because I'm such a sports junkie. I was watching the Australian Open final. I was rooting for Medvedev over Djokovic. And, you know, I've been up since, because then I stayed up to watch West Ham versus Tottenham, which, by the way, was probably the highlight of the football today. But as an Arsenal fan, just when you want to laugh at Spurs and you want to point the finger at Mourinho and talk about how they thought they won the league in December, it's hard to do that. It's hard to take the piss, if you like. I generally do not take the piss out of Tottenham these days. You know why? Because we're no better. You know, our football has regressed as much as it has improved defensively. So why don't we start from the very, very top? And I will give you my opinion on that first half, and let's see if you agree. So obviously the goal came really quickly. It was tough to adjust from then. When you concede to a team like Manchester City, I think we all felt and feared the worst, didn't we, when that goal went in after, what, 1 minute and 17 seconds. If I'm going to be honest, I love Tierney. We all love Tierney. It was great to see him back in the team, but he was caught too square with Sterling, and then positionally he struggled. Even though he made it tougher for him to cross the ball, Mahrez, I think it was Mahrez that crossed the ball, tougher for him to cross the ball. Once he was off positionally, it was really, really tough. I think the biggest issue in that first half, and it continued in the second half, was Xhaka and Elneny. I've never been a fan of Xhaka and Elneny playing together. I think it's proven that it doesn't work. It may have worked in one game, like, you know, last year. It just doesn't work. Everything slows down. And I know you need to control the ball as much as you can in midfield, so speed becomes a secondary issue. But when you do have the ball, and they allowed us to have the ball, let's not be delusional here. They allowed us to have the ball. It would have been better, I think, with Ceballos in there spitting passes to Aubameyang. I mean, it felt like, as much as Aubameyang wasn't in the game and didn't have a good game, it felt like they were feeding off scraps. And then I'm not sure why, but it felt like they were going around Martin Odegaard as opposed to putting the ball through him to see what he could spread through the channels. And the truth is that I think most of us were shocked that they didn't finish their chances better. There were chances in the first half. They had chances in the second half. But the speed of which we played was really bad. That false nine as well in that first half felt like our back line hit their heads or something, and we're a bit dazed and confused because it felt like we couldn't really deal with them positionally. They were alarmingly good. They were interchanging. Even though De Bruyne was playing that false nine, it felt like, you know, the way that their forward line was moving, they didn't know who to pick up and how to pick them up. And it concerned me in the sense that, did Arteta really sit and watch the tape from the Everton game? Because I thought maybe Everton just have better defenders than us. Maybe they have a better midfield than us when Thomas Partey isn't playing. Because the way they coped in those tight spaces was really good. And it felt like we had a gulf, like the Grand Canyon between Xhaka and Elneny, but even worse, a Grand Canyon between Xhaka, Elneny and that back line. And we just couldn't hold the ball. We couldn't retain the ball. Pepe played on the right again. I think we all agree that he had one of his best games when he was playing on the left, even though I thought Saka did pretty decently on his side, because Cancelo, I wouldn't say we cancelled Cancelo in that first half, but we definitely muted him a little bit. And his control of the ball. And it, you saw in the second half, he came into the game. Saka had 27 passes in that first half. Pepe had six, you know. And I think this is where Ceballos comes into play, where he's able to kind of, you know, retain the ball a little bit better, as I said, and spread the ball to the flanks. We did a lot down that left side, and poor crosses again. Who are we crossing the ball to? I just don't get it. And Bellerin was just all over the place all day long. He really is just a shadow of the player he was. And you got to ask yourself, why isn't Cedric starting? Why is Bellerin being picked? Why is Elneny being picked? You know, you talk about maybe resting for Europa League, but then you play Saka, you rest ESR. I mean, it's just a very confusing situation. In the second half, it didn't improve. We started poorly. I will say this. The best thing about the first half was that we only conceded one goal, and we did hold our own in the last 15 minutes. And we actually created a few chances, but our passing was poor and the end product was really poor. And I know Arteta has improved us defensively, you guys, but the passing and the end product in that creative area and then in finishing has just been so poor. You can scream and be happy and the fact that we beat Leeds 4-2 and you've got Aubameyang scoring a hat-trick. But what did I say on the show last week? My biggest beef with this team is consistency. You know, and right now we're playing consistently bad when we're trying to create chances and bury chances. To be honest with you, Lee Dixon on the NBC broadcast here, he sounded so bored. And when Pepe was substituted, he was like, oh, is he coming on or is he going off? I mean, it's really, really a poor performance in the sense that it's the hope that kills you. And Manchester City made us believe that we had hope. And this is what they do to teams. They're kind of like the hot chick at the bar who's flirting with the guy all night, right? And that guy thinks he's got a chance. Oh, I'm in here. Ooh, I got a shot. And she's just waiting for something better to come along. And when it's come, she's off. Unfortunately for us, nothing better came along. And it was a really difficult match to watch because I think all of us were thinking we'd get battered. And now I think because we didn't get battered, all of us are thinking, well, it wasn't bad. At least we didn't get battered. We got beaten by a team that toyed with us, allowed us to believe that we had the ball. And when we did have the ball, we did absolutely nothing with it. So let's have a play rating moment here, shall we? Let me check out some of your comments. Hey, Arsenal Los Angeles, welcome. Fuming Guna, are you fuming tonight? Hi, I'm watching you live first time. Got only 10 minutes, but happy days. What happy days? You mean the Fonzie happy days or Arsenal happy days? Because there are no happy days at the Arsenal. This is what we're doing now. We're accepting mediocrity. We've lost 11 games. We had another chance to go above our nemesis. And I don't think anyone thought we would beat City today. And yeah, sure. Did we put in a better shift? Yes, but creatively, this is a problem. Martin Odegaard was lost in that first half. I think he was lost because he wasn't really being given the ball. But when he did have the ball, it was pretty poor. And I want to put this comment up from James. Xhaka and Elneny together are the Chuckle Brothers without the moustaches and the humour. Just me to you when we're together. Odegaard and Pepe had so much space, but they just kept playing it sideways. And I was talking and laughing with my cousin during the show because I said, you know what? We should just release a new single, sideways, backwards, sideways, backwards. It would be a hit. That's all we did. We never moved the ball forward. We never did it with any sense of urgency. And we completely, that's where you set your players up to fail. That's when fans want to go at Aubameyang and say he was rubbish, he was crap. But what was Aubameyang feeding off? Even in that last minute where Leno got the ball, you guys saw Tierney got the ball and he had the opportunity, he had space to play on the left flank and maybe have one last throw at the dice by crossing it into Lacazette. And it was a terrible ball from Tierney. And I don't want to hear this whole future captain Tierney. I don't want to hear any of that. He's coming back from injury. It's been a difficult time. He was a bit wasteful with the ball today. So why don't we get to... let's get to the play ratings, shall we? And you know what? Look at this. Yes, the scoreline flattered us. I agree with Jess. 11 losses, 10 wins. What Arsenal fan is happy with that? And here's the thing, you guys. No one's screaming for the manager to be fired. But don't be telling me that you can see improvement just because we're not leaking as many goals. Just because we're not losing 4-0 to City. I mean, it's quite baffling to me, to be honest with you, that if you do criticize a performance like today, you are also then held to Arteta, and that you want him out and that you want him fired and that he's useless and this. No, but the point is that if you criticize the manager and his choices in the game today and you're upset with the substitutions and the fact that he waited until 5 minutes to go to bring on Ceballos, he waited until 18, 19 minutes to go to bring on ESR to try and create something, to do something. At what point do you not just say, look, we're at home. This is Manchester City. You know, we may not win, but let's have a go. And why is Martinelli not being given a chance? I told you guys this a while ago. There's something I don't think he believes in Martinelli. Why isn't Martinelli being given a shot in this game? We talk about wanting to rest players. We want to protect Saka. We want to protect ESR. He rests ESR. But then also, you know, he starts Saka. He starts Pepe on the right. Saka's on the left. You know, we've seen this. We've seen this before. Right? We've seen this movie before. But why isn't Martinelli being given a shot? I don't understand. I really don't. And yes, James, we've got fans saying, oh, it was only 1-0, we progressed. Does losing by less goals mean more to the table or trophies and progressing? Did we miss something? I didn't miss anything. You know, for me, I've said on the show, you put all our eggs in the Europa League basket right now. We've got to go for the Europa League. We are not going to finish in the top four. And the more people keep saying, oh, we've still got a shot, it's delusional. There are better teams above us. Look at Everton. 22 years, Super Kevin Campbell's record is gone, which he's stoked about, by the way, and you'll hear from him about that this week. He's working on a La Liga game tonight. And Amanda isn't on the show, as you can see. And, you know, we are not good enough. We're just not. So this whole notion of we've improved because we're not losing by 3 or 4 goals. That's the barometer now. That is the barometer. And we've got a really tough game against Benfica on Thursday. It's not going to be easy. And I agree with you, DJ Easy. There's something about it. I want you guys to let me know what you think about this Martinelli thing. Why isn't he being given a chance? I'm telling you right now, we had a show where we talked about, on Kevin Says, about how long before our rivals come in for our younger players. He's the exact player that we could lose. Saka and ESR aren't going anywhere anytime soon. But Martinelli is the exact example of a player who would bolt in the summer because he wants to have first team football. Let's do it. Let's get to the play ratings. All right, everyone. Let's go with Leno. I mean, to be honest with you, City just had poor finishing today, don't you think? There are a couple of moments. I mean, Leno, I think, is authoritative at the back. He's grown in confidence. I think his performances when he went 5 games and kept 5 clean sheets has been, you know, has given him all the confidence in the world. And I think that, you know, for me, He gets an eight. I agree with you, Matty K. Leno gets an eight. Let's do Bellerin. I don't get it. When is this madness going to end? What a terrible performance from Bellerin. He was getting lost tracking back. He was getting lost going forward. There wasn't much ingenuity from him even when he had the ball. He gave the ball away. I mean, it's really poor. So this is where Arteta loses fans, because he continues to play Bellerin when really he should be giving Cedric a chance to play in that right back position. Cedric is a better defender. We've seen lately that he distributes the ball better. I mean, he was absolutely shocking today. I just don't understand. And look at all your scores coming in here, fours and threes and twos. I mean, we even have a zero here. Bob's giving everybody a zero. And good evening to 250 of you live in chat. Thanks so much for joining me. Flying solo today for the Arsenal versus Manchester City post-game show. I'm going to try and keep up as much as I can with your comments in chat. Let's move on to holding. And I mean, I thought we had a shocker today too. You know, I know he was, you know, hit on the head. And, you know, there was that debacle in the second half where everyone started complaining about the referee again when he continued play and his positioning was off. You know, when I've talked a lot about how he's so smart when he plays with a Mertesacker or a Pablo Mari, because positionally those players, they don't have the pace, but they have the football brain, right? And today, neither had the football brain. He didn't have the football brain. He was caught off guard. He played like, where is that? Yeah, he played like Luzhny. This is true. He was terrible today. And I think sometimes that comes with being intimidated when you're playing a better team. You know, some players rise to the occasion. And we saw him do that against Manchester City in the FA Cup. And we saw him do that against Chelsea in the FA Cup. But today, he was not Holdinho. He was holding on for dear life. And that's a problem. You know, I said on the show a few days ago, and let me know if you guys agree, if we approach this like the FA Cup game, we've got a shot. You know, have that mentality, have that mindset. One-off game, it's like a cup. You're going to get knocked out. If you win, you're in. If you lose, you're out. Just go for it. And I felt like we missed that boat and we missed that opportunity. And, you know, for me, holding, he's been good. He's improved. But overall today was poor. Pablo Mari had his worst game in an Arsenal shirt. And he hasn't had too many, but that was poor. I don't know what you think about Pablo Mari. You guys will let me know. I'll start putting them in. Yeah, he had one brilliant tackle. This is the problem. We get so happy with like one brilliant tackle, one brilliant moment. Oh, we did this, we did that. Our bar is so low now, you know, in terms of what we expect from this team. And then when we lose 1-0 to City, we're like, great. We didn't get our asses handed to us. I mean, the club has allowed us that. It's enabled this behavior. It's enabled us to accept mediocrity, you know, because we've been sold this false, false nine. We've been sold this false story. You know, and yes, we're in the process, and yes, we've gotten rid of players, and it's early to still judge because we just got rid of the Clicks and all of those guys. But look what David Moyes is doing at West Ham. I mean, I got a little bit killed on Twitter when I brought that up today, but it's true. He's improved his league position. West Ham are in a position to maybe qualify for the Champions League. Will they do that in the end? Maybe not. We don't know. But the fact that they're in the game, they're 11 points ahead of us. 11. West Ham United. They're above Chelsea. They're above Tottenham. I mean, it is absolutely insane. Look what Carlo Ancelotti's done at Everton. Everyone was talking about Everton at the beginning of the season. And then they went on a difficult run. And, you know, they break a duck and they beat Liverpool. And are they above Liverpool now or on the equal points? I can't remember. But what a performance, 2-0 at Anfield. You know, they took their chance against the wounded animal, the defending champions who are on their knees. Yes, they have injuries, but you've got to take advantage of the opponent in front of you. And I know today we were probably playing one of the best teams in Europe, but it's not just about today, you guys. It isn't. look what Dean Smith is doing with Aston Villa. Granted, you know, they don't have Jack Grealish, they suffer. But the point is that they were 1 point off relegation this season. They nickel and dime their way through it all, make some good buys in the transfer window. And, you know, they've been fun to watch this season. And to see them in the position they are is a miracle in itself. So I don't understand this whole defense of Arteta when it comes to, you know, we're getting better, we're getting better. We're not getting better. We've lost 11 games this season. Don't mistake conceding less goals with getting better. It is not getting better. Our league position sucks. It's embarrassing for a team like Arsenal. Anyway, Mark, Sophie, we're the team that walk out the bar just grateful the stunning girl said hello to us and we got to buy her a drink. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Nadine, Sophie, I agree with you. We're not good enough and I'm tired of the excuses. Taib, Sophie is spot on. Jessica, you get the mentality from the coach. We talked about that. We did. He may do everything in his power in the week. I heard it from Ray Parler. I hear it from Kevin. During the week, it is all down to the manager, how he galvanizes a team as well as prepares them tactically against their opponent. Is he inspiring them? We looked uninspired today. We're playing Manchester City. You want to put your best foot forward. I said to everybody too, like, don't get excited. Aubameyang scored a hat-trick against Leeds, who leak goals more than... I'm trying to think of something witty to say and I just don't have it. You have to be consistent. You just can't be, oh, yeah, and then post pictures of yourself on Instagram with your, and now I'm saying I'm doing to Aubameyang what I said don't do to him because he wasn't fed the ball and didn't get the chances. But the point is you're captain of the club. You went AWOL during your barren run, didn't speak to the press after games. You threw younger players out in front of the media. Then you score a hat trick. You're all over Instagram. And then you do the interview and you've got the match ball. What is the mentality of this team? Who are we? I don't know. Let's do marks for Kieran Tierney, shall we? He's coming back from injury. I'm not going to kill him. At least he tries. Kieran Tierney puts himself in the shop window. He tries. He absolutely makes the effort. And maybe a lot of the time, you know, there's not that progression in front of him. And today it was just difficult, you know, but to be fair, I thought he had a decent game. He wasn't great. Some of his passing and his crossing was poor. He was at fault, I thought, for the first goal positionally. And you know what? We can criticize him. I'm going to give him a 5. I don't know what you guys want to give. Steve, losing 1-0 is better than losing 4-0. Is it? I guess. If goal difference matters to you on your league position, yes. We got 5s for Tierney here. Tierney looked rusty. He did. And you could argue that maybe should have been subbed. He should have come off, protect him, because we've got a very important Europa League game. 6.5, 6 here. I think we all know that Tierney tries, right? So it's safe to come from behind the sofa, yes. Let's get to the midfield. He did need to come off after 60 minutes. You're right. Poorest game, not good. And the Aubameyang comments are coming in now too, because it's true. He just doesn't, he goes hiding. He goes missing. Who's the leader on this team, on the pitch? Who is it? It's not the captain. Lacazette has been sidelined. He was really involved in games. He was doing well playing with the younger players. Aubameyang comes back from all the issues that he's had, scores a hat-trick, and now he's like the Don again. And meanwhile, Lacazette is the scapegoat. We love scapegoats in this team. We've had it with Xhaka. We've had it with Pepe. We've had it with Lacazette. You know, we've had it with multiple players. But I don't know what Arteta is seeing to not give Lacazette maybe a shot in this game a little bit earlier. I would have. Good evening, DJ. I need you to play me some songs. I need some. I was starting off real well, and now I'm going into the I'm mad. You know why? Because I think Arteta makes mistakes. That doesn't mean I want him fired, but he makes fundamental mistakes. And the subs today and the timing of them was poor. We've got nothing to lose in the league. Nothing. But you best protect your players for the Europa League, mate. Because our eggs should be in that basket. And we might not even finish top six. We might not have European football next season. And anyone who thinks that not being in the Europa League even next season is a good thing, you're wrong. Even the money that we get from that would help us. Look what's happened to us financially over the years, let alone losing out on Champions League football and the finances that brings. It's not because we can win the Champions League. It's what allows us the ability to strengthen our squad and try to build competitiveness year on year on year. And it's just not happening. Xhaka, I'll do Xhaka and Elneny in one shot. You guys want to do that? Four. Four for Elneny and four for Xhaka. Xhaka is the perfect example of a player that elevates himself with whoever is playing around him. And when he has mediocre players around him, his mediocrity comes to fruition. We have seen him play his best football alongside Thomas Partey. But he's also much better when he's playing with Dani Ceballos. Xhaka and Elneny are like watching two snails in a sprint in 100 meters. You're just waiting. You're waiting for one of them to make a move. Snail pace, snail pace. It's garbage. And the fact that Arteta sticks with that, and he brought Dani Ceballos on with 5 minutes to go, shocking. The gap between the midfield, the gap between the two of them in the first half, as I said at the beginning of the show, Grand Canyon, right? The gap between them and the back line, shocking. They had no protection. I know I've killed Rob Holding and Pablo Mari today too, but honestly, the gap was so vast. They had no protection. They couldn't track back. They're so slow anyway. They don't have pace, these players. You can't play them together. They cancel each other out. It's ridiculous. So for me, oh, come on. It's not, he's all about breaking up play. Yes, but what did he do to break up play today, Daniel? Nothing. We were terrible off the ball and on the ball. We just worse when we don't have the ball. We didn't break up any play. I mean, I know we had a lot of possession today, but what did we do with it? How many times have we said on this show and given examples, teams with great possession that don't end up winning the game? What's the point? What do you do when you have the ball? We didn't do anything. They provided no outlet for the front line. When the flank players got the ball, all they felt like was crossing it again. We've crossed the ball like 400 plus times. How many goals have we scored by a header even when we're crossing the ball? We just cross the ball and hope for the best. Hope is not a plan. And it's the hope that kills you. Anyway, Martin Odegaard, he looked lost in the game today, didn't he? Absolutely lost. He did not. They didn't play the ball through him. He couldn't affect change in the game because I don't know why. He just felt like, was it me, you guys, or did it feel like they were bypassing Odegaard too much in the first half? You know, he felt a little bit out of the game. Not that the game was too big for him. I mean, the dude has played for Real Madrid, and he was the star player at Real Sociedad when he was there on loan. But it felt like today he just couldn't get into it at all. And I can't back him up, you know, in the sense that I'm just talking about his play. I thought he was let down a little bit by the team as well. And agree, we couldn't use our front three because of the midfield. Bang on. Absolutely bang on. And, you know, it's easy to say that Odegaard was rubbish today, like someone just said in the chat. But at the same time, he couldn't affect the change. because especially, I agree with you, where is that, Daniel? Bellerin never gave him the ball. Why? He was open so many times. Open so many times. Why am I talking rubbish as usual? Am I talking rubbish? Has anything I've said not true? My opinion is that it's not acceptable to be happy losing 1-0 to City just because we didn't lose 4-0 and think we're making progress. It is my opinion that Arsenal Football Club should not be losing 11 games by February in the Premier League. It is unacceptable to me that Arsenal Football Club are 10th. It is unacceptable to me that we have made no improvements in the Premier League. It's unacceptable to me that we sacrificed the FA Cup in order to climb up the league. And it's unacceptable to me that Arsenal fans want to jump down your throat when you want to say something or criticize the manager. That is what is unacceptable. Let's go to Saka. I mean, once again, Saka, for me, was one of the... He's trying. He's trying to do what he can to effect change in the game. He's trying. You know, didn't have his best game. He didn't have his best game at all. But again, like Tierney, you can see the players that wear the badge and care and run and sweat and try, you know? And he is definitely one of those. He runs, he tries, he hustles. I mean, he couldn't really affect the game the way he usually does today because there was, again, there's no outlet. There's no, the space that just wasn't there. And so for me, though, I'll go with you, Charlie. I'm going to give him a 6.5. You know, he is without doubt our most important player. By the way, we didn't see that Phil Foden thing didn't happen today, did they? And you're right, Kelly, Arsenal have lost their souls. And why was Saka on the left, Anish? Why do we, this is where I say to Kevin, and he'd be on here saying now, like, Sophie, it's the players. But why are we playing him on the left? Why are we playing Pepe on the right? Why? 2-3 weeks ago, they played and Pepe was on that left and he smashed it. It was brilliant. Had 4 games in a row where he was great. And look, out of the team, not selected, he's back to his old ways, Pepe is. And everyone says you've got to stick with the hot hand. You know, you got to stick with the team that wins or you got to stick with the team that is in form. Oh, it's really tough. It's really tough to watch this. It really is. Let's see. Who do we have left to do? Saka, Pepe. Shocking. Absolutely shocking from him. I mean, I give him a 2 just for showing up and wearing the shirt. I said to you, Lee Dixon said when he was being subbed, he goes, oh, is he coming on? What did he do? I know that he didn't get the ball and it was tough and I've said all those things, but you've got to get stuck into the game. You've got to affect the game. You've got to try and create change in the game. You've got to hustle. Today he had his lazy shoes on. Terrible. And you could argue, well, where was he played? It's unbelievable. You know, it's really interesting with Pepe because, you know, we've all talked about how he's a player who thrives on form and playing regularly. And like Lacazette, he benched them both. Like they were carrying the team with Saka and ESR. So he keeps playing Saka and ESR, who we say need to be protected, and you can't put the Arsenal Football Club on the young players' shoulders. And he benches Pepe and Laka when they've come in and they've actually affected games and done well. And even to the point where they're actually good on the ball and off the ball, where Leno's keeping 5 clean sheets as well. It's not harsh, Johnny boy. He's lucky he got 2. One love. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated that we now accept all this nonsense and that you can't say anything if you disagree. It's okay. You know, I don't think anyone was expecting us to win today, other than Amanda. She went for a 2-1. No, Kevin's working on the La Liga today. But don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow. I'm sure he'll give me a tough time and blame the players. Who else am I missing? I think we've done everyone, right? We did Aubameyang. Let's do Aubameyang, the captain. AWOL. AWOL. Gone missing. Filed a missing player report I did in the second half to see where Aubameyang was. I mean, you know, you want him where you want him. He plays where he plays. He moved to the left when Laka came on. It's not good enough. Not good enough. And he started to get a little complainy about, like, not on the ball. He said, you know, there was an opportunity where Tinny could have played him at the very end where he could have crossed into Laka. It didn't happen. But come on, you're the captain of this team. Where's your fight? Where's your will? There was one moment where... who was it that was fouled? Tierney. And the yellow card came out and all the players started kind of, you know, huddling around the referee. And even the way he was complaining, he was grinning. I'm like, what's that? Give it to them. Show it. Where is the anger and the passion and the frustration on the pitch? He wasn't any better than Pepe. But I will give him the fact that he needs the ball, right? He's got to be played in. When you're playing down the middle, you need the ball. And he wasn't getting the ball. And unfortunately, you know, there was very little from him in terms of hustling and coming back to get the ball. So he'll get a 3. He'll get one more point than Pepe. And as for the subs, what's the point? They come on. Did they really affect the game? What do you guys think? You tell me. Did they? This is good. We lack leaders. Soft like porridge. Yeah. Soft like porridge. A loss is a loss, and that's 33 points lost. 33. You guys, that is insane. How is it? And then everyone's like, oh, but he came in and he inherited a mess. Someone told me, well, David Moyes didn't inherit a mess at West Ham. Are you serious? West Ham were broken. I mean, the owners were almost out. Don't tell me that he didn't inherit a mess. You know, and you get rid of all the people in the dressing room that you don't want. You got rid of Ozil. You got rid of Kolasinac, Mustafi. Socrates is gone. And yet here we are, how many months later after the January transfer window? And, you know, we're still, I'm not saying we're going to have all the answers, you guys. I'm not saying that. But the point is that there's got to be some improvement in the Premier League. There just has to be. It's just not good enough. It really isn't. Martinelli never came on. Why? Let's do this then. You're listening to the Highbury Squad. It's the Arsenal versus Manchester City post-game show. This is brought to you by our very good friends at footballprizes.co.uk. There'll be another auction coming this week. And you guys, I'm bending down. I was wondering why I'm all hunched up today. They've got me all like, hey! There'll be another opportunity to win a fabulous Arsenal auction at footballprizes.co.uk. So make sure that you listen in the show. We're going to be giving it out on Wednesday, a free ticket, but you'll also be able to go online, put your hat in the ring. I want one of our listeners to win the next ticket. It has to happen. So make sure that you check that out. Also, if you love dogs and if you have a dog, we've teamed up with the Buddy Bandana. I love this brand. Get your dog a bandana. You get yourself a little gift too. It's 40% off, free shipping anywhere in the world. So check out the buddybandana.com as well. Right, let's do the manager rating. Let me go back a little bit here because I don't want to miss any of yours. You could argue that today, did he get the team right? But this is the biggest question. What is Arsenal's style of play? I mean, it's more boring than George Graham, right? Than George Graham's team right now. I agree with Virginia. An experienced manager would do better in terms of our attacking play. This has been our Achilles heel. We may be second in the league of defensive. I think we were second. We may have fallen a little bit. One of the best teams defensively over the last, you know, few months. But we're still not winning games. We're still not scoring. We're not creating chances. And people argue, well, look at Emery. We used to let in 3-4 goals. Wenger, 3-4 goals. We used to score goals and create chances, though, too. And how much patience should an Arsenal fan have? We have patience, but it's difficult to watch this. We're not improving, okay? So for me, Arteta today, I thought that, yes, 4-2-3-1, get the ball to Odegaard. We didn't do that today. We completely bypassed him. Daniel, initially 5 for team selection, really needed to rest Saka. Pepe on the right, too slow with making changes overall. His score is a 3. I agree. Kelly, Arteta, his favourite players. He's playing his favourite players. Just play our strongest team. 100%. Venkatesh, you know what? I did think City were a bit off today. I didn't think that they had Sterling had chances. Jesus had chances when he came on. De Bruyne took a couple of real crazy shots. Was it Cancelo the shot? Instead of hitting it with the left, he hit it with his right and it went to the right of Leno. I thought they were off today and they still beat us. Even on an off day, they can beat us, which, you know, isn't surprising considering the position that we're in. Too many changes for Paul. Robski gives him a 2. Arteta gets a 0 from Emma's. No plan B. This is why we're talking about and talked with Kev on the show last week about a big man, a big target. This is where a Giroud could have come on. But, oh, he was underappreciated. We Arsenal snobs didn't appreciate him when he was there. This is why we keep saying, look what Lukaku did today. I mentioned Lukaku today and people were like, are you serious? He's rubbish. Are you serious? He is not rubbish. I'm not sure you want me to do this. Look, here's the truth, Diogo. Here's what I believe. This is just my opinion, not the opinion of the show. I like to play the what-if game, but the what-if game also gets you in trouble. The truth is, if we didn't win the FA Cup, if he hadn't have won that, I still think the club would persevere with him and stick with him for the process. I do. However, the heat from the Arsenal fans would be very different. The difference between Emery and Arteta thus far is one won their final and the other lost their final in humiliating fashion, by the way, which you could argue the players let him down. If it's the players, oh no, when it was Emery, it was his fault. It's not the players' fault. So for me, he gets like a 4. He gets an 8 for winning the FA Cup, but translating that into the Premier League, we all bought into it. We got excited. We thought, this is it. We're going to move forward now. Look what he's done. He's beaten City. He's beaten Chelsea. I mean, we were broken, absolutely dealing with COVID. All of these things. We win the FA Cup in one of our worst seasons ever. However, it has not translated. And our league position is awful. And if it was any other big club, the manager would be gone by now. And that's the truth. I'm not saying he should be gone. I'm just saying, look at Chelsea, how they've moved up with Tuchel in charge. Lampard was naive with his tactics sometimes. You know, he's making bad decisions, substitutions, chopping and changing too much. Tuchel comes in, makes some tweaks. They haven't lost in the league since. Sometimes change is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Changing managers all the time isn't a good thing, unless you're Chelsea Football Club, of course, because that's yielded rewards for them, trophies. It's a tough situation, to be honest with you. And I agree with Tucky. Right now, we're a big club in name and history. 17 years since we've won the Premier League. How many years since we've actually been competitive in the Premier League? I believe he has to win the Europa League to keep his job. I do. You can't tell me that another manager can't come in and make a difference to this team. What's this? Sophie, the process argument is ridiculous. I wanted Arteta out after the FA Cup final. Listen, that has saved him. Winning the FA Cup, it has saved him. And that's the truth. Look, we played one of the best teams in Europe today. We lost 1-0, but we still lost badly, in my opinion. We performed badly. My biggest beef is consistency. Let's be consistent. Let's try and build on beating Leeds 4-2. Why can't we get a draw out of this? You know, we've gotten some decent results. The Man United games this season are a good blueprint, but that just shows you, really, are Man United that great? One player's changed their fortune, Bruno Fernandes. When he doesn't perform, they don't perform. It's a very tricky situation. And I agree with James. If we lose on Thursday, it's going to be very difficult. Very difficult to continually back him. I hear you. I hear you, Chef. What are you cooking up tonight, by the way? I'm feeling a bit hungry. I've been up since 1:30 a.m. watching the tennis, then watching the football. I want to enjoy the fact that Tottenham lost and I can't because we lost. Don't take the piss out of Tottenham when we lose. I know it's the easy thing to do. But no. Why would we do that? They're in the League Cup final. They're still in the Europa League as well. It's not over for them yet. I'm not saying it's over for us in the Europa League. And it's maybe over for them in the league for sure. But I just think we need to take care of our own house and not point fingers right now. It's kind of embarrassing, you know. So I just want Arsenal to compete again, to show up, to be consistent. Let's start there. And maybe that will happen after the summer transfer window. But I'll tell you something. If he doesn't qualify for the Europa League and we finish in the bottom half of the table, it is okay to ask questions. Now, if we win Europa League and we finish in the bottom half of the table, he deserves the summer transfer window. But if we're in the same position in the league by November and December, he's got to go. This is Arsenal Football Club. We've won a lot of FA Cups recently. We are desperate to win a European trophy. And in the league, we are embarrassing. And like I said, I don't want to hear that we don't concede as many goals, so there's improvement. Look at the league position and look how many goals, look how many games we've lost. Cook us up a storm and make them great again. Where is it, Chef? Yes. How can we got to invest a lot of money. The way the world, Chef, is that we have to invest a lot of money. It just shows you that without a Thomas Partey in midfield, the midfield is garbage. You could argue that we're better at the back with Gabriel. Is Pablo Mari the answer? Is Rob Holding the answer? Not sure. Bellerin, he's been garbage. I don't want to say that about Arsenal players because I support every single Arsenal player that wears the shirt. But I'm sorry, if you're going to perform like that, and then you go on social media and you talk about all your other stuff and whatever. Focus on football. You're a footballer. This is what I love about Saka and ESR. They're footballers, proper footballers, you guys. And how we make ourselves great again is we've got to invest a lot of money. We need a striker. We got no goals. We need to create. Is Odegaard the answer? I don't know. I don't think any of us know the answer to that yet. And I agree with Jeff. The midfield was like championship level today. 150 million, and are we going to get it? But you want to gut this team and really rebuild it? You've still got some gutting to do. You're not going to progress in the Premier League. You are not going to improve in the Premier League with Xhaka and Elneny and Chambers and Holding and Bellerin in your team. Pepe, maybe he needs to move on. I feel like someone like Lacazette will be sacrificed because he has market value. Our captain has regressed since signing the ting. We have fundamental issues at the club where we're not improving and we need to figure that out. Right. I feel better already. Listen, wherever in the world you might be, thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to be back all week, back Monday. We've got great guests lined up on Tuesday, so stay tuned for that announcement tomorrow. Kevin says he's going to be on Friday this week, so we'll turn our fan forum into the Kevin Says segment. There'll be a lot to say because we come out of the Benfica game, so you get Kev's feedback on that and ahead of the Leicester game. We've got to play Leicester next. Leicester City. That's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Well, listen, thank you so much. There's always hope, okay? But hope is not a plan. And Arsenal needs to start really planning and digging deep. And Arteta needs to look at himself in terms of what he's prioritizing, how he's prioritizing it. And also, he needs to make sure that we get through to the next phase of the Champions League. And yes, please hit those likes if you're in chat and you dig it and you've enjoyed today's show. Hit that like button. If you don't, let me know too. I'm a big girl, can take it on the chin. We'll still be friends anyway. Robski, thank you so much. Really appreciate that very much. Daniel, listen, you guys are great co-hosts. I have really enjoyed hanging out with you this evening. At the end of the day, we love our football club. And we love it, something awful. And sometimes it's really hard to watch this and see how we've regressed in the Premier League and how that isn't improving. So look, let's just keep our chins up. We're always here to vent and we're always here to chat. Thank you to the best co-hosts I've had all week. You guys rock. And never forget, I wish you guys could say it with me. Put it all in chat. You ready? Let's do it. You know what to say. Come on. I know what to say. Always Arsenal. Awesome.